Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. I'd like to introduce Jennifer from the United States, who uses LDN for Hashimoto's, ankylosing spondylitis, and Lyme disease. Thank you for joining us, Jennifer.
Hi, nice to be on your talk.
Okay, could you tell us how long ago it was when you first started to notice there was something wrong with you?
Well, I first noticed something in January of 1999. I had gotten what I thought was a regular flu. Ended up being sick for a week straight with a high fever, migraines, and it was probably one of the worst flus I've ever had in my life. And after that, I just didn't seem right. I was working full-time, going to school two nights a week, playing roller hockey three nights a week, and it just didn't seem like I was recovering from this flu. So several weeks later, I had tried to play hockey again, and I couldn't even do a shift. And went back to the doctor, and they ran some tests and whatnot. And basically the only thing that came up was that I had kidney failure, which just showed out of the blue. Wow. And ended up, though, that from that point on, I was never the same. Whatever happened with whatever that flu triggered something, and I was never the same. I had to stop playing hockey. I actually had to drop out of night school for college. Because I just had problems with fatigue and focusing, and it was just, it was really getting to be difficult. And then in the course of 14 years, I saw over 40 different doctors, had over 60 tests done, and they found some stuff, but they still weren't finding much, and my condition just kept going downhill, and I was just never the same again. And ended up being tested for Lyme before, and that came back negative. And they thought maybe it was connective tissue disease, other types of autoimmune diseases, Marfan syndrome. They looked at everything, and they did find several over time, which at first I didn't have, but over the years I did develop the Hashimoto's and the ankylosing spondylitis, and have been since tested and tested for two mutations of the MTHFR gene mutation, and along with several other things as well. And it ended up that I guess in about 2012 I had gone out to the Cleveland Clinic and saw a neurologist out there who recognized my autoimmune issues and put me on a gluten-free diet. And that actually helped. Within a month, my rheumatoid factor went from 70 down to 35, just going gluten-free. So definitely had a lot of inflammation problems going on. And even though my thyroid was still okay at the time, I was put on thyroid meds. They just figured it might help, although it didn't really do much for the fatigue. And in that time, I guess about maybe 2006 or so or earlier is when they tested and I found I did have the Hashimoto's. But going back to 2012 with the doctor putting me on the diet, that did help a lot, but there were still issues still going on. I also had problems with chronic urethritis and just a lot of UTIs, and then it ended up that I would end up going to the ER and get tested, and they weren't going to give me antibiotics because my results were negative. There was no infection. So dealt with that for several years, and that was getting frustrating, and I was in a lot of pain, and then ended up going to a urologist, and in 60 seconds, light bulb went on, and he knew exactly what it was. He knew that there was an infection in the walls of the urethra, and ended up then was put on antibiotics for that, and it really didn't do a whole lot, and I found out later in the summer of 2013 that I had I was going through periods of good and bad and starting to have a lot of problems with the IBS issues, and things were just piling on and on and on, and still not getting any answers, and my health just kept getting worse over the years. and ended up in that summer then, I stepped on a nail and got a tetanus shot. And then within a month, that September, I got really sick and ended up with real cognitive problems, migraines. I couldn't walk right. I couldn't talk right. My writing was illegible. Something was majorly going wrong. And I was getting really, really sick, and I went to the ER, and they just sent me home. And I went to see an infectious disease doctor, and I got tested, and as soon as I walked in, he said, "You don't have Lyme." And what I noticed was when I was looking at all the symptoms, I had a lot of symptoms of Lyme disease. And ended up, I went in, and he was just the infectious disease doctor was a real jerk, and I walked out that day, and then the next day I went and saw a Lyme specialist. And this was September 2013, and he tested me right away, and I had been on immunosuppressants, prednisone for different stuff, and antibiotics. So my Lyme testing did come back negative for IgM, but positive for IgG for past or chronic, and I also tested for Bartonella, Anaplasma, and Mycoplasma, tested positive. So I did have three of the co-infections, and he started me on treatments in December. But before I started treatments, he started me on low-dose naltrexone in October of 2013. And I started first at, I guess it was 3 or 4.5 mgs, and that ended up being too high, and I reacted very severely to it. So I ended up having to go down to 0.5 mgs, and I found out the reason why I wasn't responding so well to LDN is because, one, dealing with the chronic Lyme disease, and co-infections, and also I also had systemic candida, for which I was tested for and I was positive, and also for parasites as well. So I found off right off the bat that if you have underlying issues, health issues going on, and you jump right into a higher dose of LDN, at least for me, it really wreaked havoc on my body. So until those other issues had to be resolved, LDN did not work as well. So I went back down to 0.5 mgs of LDN, and then in a year's time worked my way up to 3 mgs as the other health issues started to resolve.
Mm-hmm. And how old were you initially when all this started?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How old were you initially?
I was 23 when everything
23.
Started.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you really have had some journey there. So if we were to say at that point, just before starting LDN, if you had to rate your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10, and 10 being the best, what would it have been?
It was about a 1.
Okay. Could you describe to us what a typical day for you at that time would have been like?
Just constant pain, fatigue, sickness. It was just really, really bad. It was really bad.
Were you able to go out, do anything?
Barely. I ended up where, once I started the Lyme treatments and all that, it ended up that I had to cease working by the end of the year because things had gotten so bad.
Mm-hmm. And how easy was it to get your prescription for LDN? You said that the doctor prescribed it. Was it easy to get that prescription filled?
Yeah. Yes, because the Lyme doctor and all of his other patients that they are dealing with autoimmune diseases or whatnot, he was starting them on it to see how they would do. So that was a medication he was familiar with, and he prescribed it quickly for me to try.
Okay. So all the issues you had when you first started, which a lot of people do, as you indicated there, if you have other ongoing conditions. So when you finally got everything, the candida and everything, under control, and you started LDN at a very, very low dose, did you notice any vivid dreams or sleep disturbance or anything of that nature?
I had vivid dreams for the first week, and then that was it. The only other issues I had, too, which I actually still do, is I have adrenal issues and I have night terrors, so my cortisol goes high at night. So I have to take LDN at an earlier time, like 6, 7 o'clock. I can't take it right before bedtime. If I take it then, I don't sleep at all. Mm-hmm. So because my cortisol shoots up really high at night, I have to take it earlier in the evening.
Okay. And how long did it take before you started to notice that LDN was doing something for you?
I noticed the first week. I started to get dizzy, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And already in the first week, I was on blood pressure medication for the kidney failure, and it had already started to drop my blood pressure. So that was already within the first week of taking it. Mm-hmm. And I already had after the first week, I already had decreased my blood pressure medication.
And then what was the next thing you noticed? Can you remember?
It helped with my IBS issues. It helped to resolve that. It definitely cleared them up. I also got off of my, I was taking allergy meds. I was taking Singulair and two inhalers. I got off those meds completely. That was one of the perks that I noticed, was that it completely resolved all my allergy issues. So I don't take any allergy meds now, or inhalers or anything, except for maybe a rare occasion where it's a really bad ozone level day. But it cleared my allergies up completely, which I was shocked. That probably happened within the first 2-3 months, I guess, I noticed that I was on LDN.
Mm-hmm. And what about your pain levels?
The pain levels, when I first started taking LDN, shot up higher first 2 weeks, and then the pain went away. So now I can actually tell the difference between what is my autoimmune pain and what is actually injury pain, which before I just had pain. I had pain 24/7. I had a hard time sleeping because I was just in pain 24/7. And LDN had taken away my autoimmune pain completely, which was great. That was about two weeks on it. After it flared at first, the pain subsided, and it has been great.
Mm-hmm. And if you had to score your quality of life now on that scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, what would it be now?
Now I would say it should be higher, but unfortunately I'm still dealing with the Lyme disease and co-infections, and they're still wreaking havoc. So I'd say my quality right now is probably only about a 5, only mm-hmm. because of that. And it's only because of having that so long, and it's done so much damage to my body in other ways, that I'm still trying to work out the damage, all that the Lyme has done. That's still what I'm dealing with. I went over 14 years undiagnosed and untreated, so there's a lot of other issues that still have to be worked out dealing with that aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. And what's the typical day for you like now?
I still can't do a whole lot. I'm still going through treatments for Lyme disease, so that's part of what's still tough yet, is that it's still dealing with the Lyme. But the LDN has done so much where it's afforded me to get off of 90% of my medications. It really has done so much in that aspect where, I mean, I've gotten off so many medications, and I've also lost over 30 pounds on it too as well. So I was overweight since I had gotten sick in 99, and it actually has enabled me to lose the weight and keep it off as well. So it's done a lot of good. If it hadn't been for the LDN, I don't know where I would be right now without it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what would you say to other people who are thinking of trying Lyme disease?
What's that?
What would you say to other people who are thinking of trying Lyme disease? Listen to me. People who are thinking of trying LDN for Lyme disease and ankylosing spondylitis, Hashimoto's, and allergies, what would you say to them?
I would recommend, and I know it's not for everybody, and everybody reacts differently, and some people don't benefit from it at all, but it's a great medication where you have virtually no side effects. It can help in so many ways, and it is definitely worth trying. It's worth a try. There's so many of my friends that are taking biologics right now, and that's what my doctor wanted to put me on, was on Remicade, and I opted to do LDN instead, and I'm glad I did. I'd rather do something that's going to regulate my immune system rather than suppress it and make it weaker, and also with the Lyme, that'd be kind of, and make it worse as well. But it's definitely something worth trying. Again, if you have underlying health issues, the LDN I found will bring them to the surface. And a lot of people at first may think that, oh, the LDN's not working, the LDN's making me sick. It's not necessarily the LDN doing that. It's just making you aware of other underlying issues that you didn't know you had. And that's what you then have to resolve. And then when you resolve them, then the LDN works so much better.
Mm-hmm. Well, what an amazing story. Thank you very much for sharing it with us.
I'd like to introduce Claire from England, who has Lyme's disease. Welcome, Claire.
Hi.
Could you tell us your story, basically?
I'd better start at the beginning. In 1988, I got toxic fume poisoning from smouldering polyethylene, which severely affected my immune function. I recovered a little bit, and then I was gradually getting increasingly ill. I didn't know why. And it turned out that I was becoming allergic to all sorts of everyday things because of non-functioning immune system. That was, yeah, I said 1988. And then in 2003, autumn, I developed a mild form of so-called ME, which later was diagnosed as Lyme disease, a lot later. And then just over a year later, the mild form left me able to still do work about half the time. I was a potter, that's how I lived. But acute bronchitis on Boxing Day 2005 started then. Started an unreactive thyroid. I'd always had a bit of a sluggish thyroid anyway. And the Lyme disease got going. I never recovered. I was floored from that day on. I couldn't work, socialise, couldn't do anything.
So how old were you when all this started?
I was born in 49 when the mild form of so-called ME started, and 50 when I was struck down.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Well, so until this day.
What did the doctor give you?
What do you think? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got a clue.
Hmm.
Sympathetic, but the doctor said what you need to do is eat organic, get an allotment. He didn't seem to work out that I hadn't got enough energy to dig an allotment.
Mm-hmm.
I did get one, but I couldn't do anything with it.
So how did you hear about LDN?
That was about a year or so ago. In 2005, a friend of mine who's a scientist who knew she had Lyme disease but hadn't been diagnosed finally found one GP in the country who was treating people. And so I went, she said she thought I had it, so I went to him and I did have it. And he's been treating me since 2005 and gradually killing off the bacteria and microfilarial worms, because I've got them as well. Cryptostrongylus pulmonii is a sort of a common word, but I think they've changed the name recently. And as I was gradually getting better, but I used to plateau. I'd have a series of treatments and I'd keep plateauing, and so he'd keep introducing or altering the treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to a reasonable stage. He said, OK, try LDN. And so I did, and I'm now on, I took 10 milligrams twice a day, which is pretty high dose, I know, but that's how much I need.
Mm-hmm.
I built up gradually from whatever it was, the lowest amount, one gram or half a gram or whatever.
So how did you find LDN when you first started? Did you have any symptoms or side effects?
No side effects. I just kept increasing the dose until it did what it was meant to do, i.e. give me a bit more energy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first year for several years that I haven't had hay fever.
Okay.
Which only developed. Everything went wrong when I got ill in 1995. I've been perfectly fit, extremely fit, healthy, energetic, very energetic. And then everything went wrong. I developed just about everything except plaque on my teeth.
So other than the fatigue, has the LDN done anything else for you?
It's mainly improved my energy and immune function, and it's an ongoing process. I know it's still helping. I don't tend to pick up the local bugs. I do take lots of immune boosters if there's a slight hint of a sore throat or a sniffle. But it would have developed. In the past, it would have developed a little bit. Now it doesn't really.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely strengthening my system.
Thank you very much for sharing your experience with us.
I'd like to introduce Mary from the US, who takes LDN for Lyme's disease. Thank you for joining me, Mary.
Thank you, Linda.
Could you tell us when you first started to get sick? How long ago was it?
It was approximately 4 years ago. I had had an unusual occurrence. I was 42 years old, and I was in great shape. I was working out 4 times a week, but I suddenly had a heart attack.
Goodness.
And it was very shocking. I knew immediately that it was a heart attack. It was a very mild heart attack. I was hospitalized, went to the emergency room, got hospitalized. They saw that my troponins had gone up and my CPK levels had gone up, which are indicators of muscle damage. Specifically, the troponin is heart muscle damage. So they had elevated it, and it indicated that I did have a heart attack. 3 days later, I had a cardiac catheterization, which showed no coronary artery disease. So that was a little strange at the time. After that, I started having body pain, a lot of body pain, exercise intolerance, a lot of fatigue. Went to my doctor, my primary care, and he suggested that I had fibromyalgia, and so started me with Cymbalta for the nerve and muscle pain that I was having, which at that time, compared to what I've had the past few months, was mild. Mm-hmm. So it went on like that. I wasn't really satisfied with the fibromyalgia diagnosis, so I started researching things myself and kind of pushing my primary care, what else could this be, because you didn't really rule out any other kind of disease process that was similar to the symptoms I was having or that fibromyalgia sufferers experience. He kept insisting fibromyalgia, so I left it. 2 years after that, approximately, I started having worse symptoms. I started getting worse, where it started interfering with my life. So this is 2 years out from the heart attack and approximately 2 years out from where we are currently now, time-wise. So the symptoms started getting worse. I started seeking out specialists, neurologists, arthritis, ortho, spine specialists. Had several tests, stress tests for my heart because of the fatigue, started developing palpitations, transient tachycardia, neurological symptoms. My fingers and toes were tingling numb. The bottoms of my feet were burning. The fatigue was terrible. Every day after work, I would hit the bed 2 hours, slept hard, real hard, long nap. All the tests, all the specialists I went to indicated nothing was wrong. I had sleep studies done. I had EMG studies done for neuropathic symptoms. Blood test after blood test was coming back normal. The only things that were coming back abnormal were my inflammatory markers. My SED rate was a little elevated. My CRP, my C-reactive protein, was way up there, like 21. So it was at this time, approximately a year ago, I work in an operating room and I'm a nurse. And so I've had discussions in the past with a doctor that I work with in the operating room. He's a urologist. And he practices mainstream medicine, but he also takes a holistic approach, initiated by his son's autism, looking for other options to treat it. So we would talk every once in a while about what he was doing with his son and the symptoms I was having. So I spoke to him about a year ago about how bad the symptoms I was having, and that a lot of the research that I was doing personally, the majority of my symptoms matched several autoimmune disorders, MS, Sjogren's, fibromyalgia, lupus, chronic fatigue, Epstein-Barr. I was coming up with all these different disease processes that seemed to have the same thing in common, autoimmune. So in talking with my friend at work, the urologist, he mentioned LDN. He said that he had been using it for his son and actually was himself on it preventatively and had his children and his wife using it also preventatively because it boosts the immune system is what he told me and was beneficial for even in some cases from what he told me helping the immune system fight off certain cancers. So I did a lot of research on it. He wrote out a script for me. I started taking it. And I hate to say this, it could be placebo, but within a week or two, I started experiencing my fatigue level was diminished. I wasn't as tired as I was at the end of the day after work. My body pain, I noticed, had somewhat was better. Mm-hmm. Joint and muscle pain was a lot better. At that time, I had also started modifying my diet, no gluten, no dairy, much less sugar, eating cleaner, organic, free-range meat, things like that. So I've done a lot of things to try to mitigate the symptoms that I'm having. You know, I'm trying to stack mm-hmm. the deck in my favor as much as possible. And I found with the LDN and the diet that in the 3 months since I started taking the LDN, I think I'm into the end of my third month, I actually am able to keep working, which I was really afraid because one of the things that was initiating this big push to, you know, what was causing my problems was my symptoms were getting worse and worse. And I actually feared that at the progression of the deterioration that I was experiencing, that in a year, maybe less, I wouldn't be able to work anymore. I was having trouble walking. I had terrible hip pain, terrible joint pain. And the fatigue was just unbelievable, what they call brain fog, cognitively being able to keep up with what I needed to do at work to function and keep my patients safe and assist my team in the operating room. It was all, you know, slowly going downhill. But the LDN has helped me with all of that, I've noticed. I started at 0.5, and now 3 months later, I'm at 3 milligrams. I initially tried to go to 4.5, but it was a little too much. I was experiencing some anxiety and some insomnia. So we backed it down to 3, and that's where I've been for about, I'd say, 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And so the only thing that I can say about LDN personally that has been troublesome is taking it at night. They suggest you take it at night a couple of hours before you actually think you're going to fall asleep. I started taking morning dosages because it was keeping me up a little bit. I was experiencing some insomnia. So I started taking morning doses, and I haven't noticed any problems with that. But I've talked to workmates. I've talked to friends who have autoimmune, like fibromyalgia. Anybody that will listen, I will talk to about LDN because I really think from my own personal research, reading, and I've joined forums on Facebook and listened to other people's testimonies and how it's helping them, I really do believe this is something that can benefit a wide array of disease processes. And I have recently clinically been diagnosed with Lyme. All the blood tests have come out negative, but they do believe it's some form of chronic Lyme that I have. And so I started a six-week course of antibiotics, but I really don't think I want to pursue antibiotics. I want to try to go in a more, I'm going to say natural way. And I even though LDN is a medication, I really do feel like for the amount of, for the degree of benefits that I'm experiencing, as opposed to the side effects, it's not like a mainstream medication. The Cymbalta that I used for what the doctors thought was fibromyalgia that I had, the side effects of that are just sometimes as bad as what you're experiencing from the disease process. But the LDN really has enhanced my life, I believe, I feel personally, and has benefited me. It's actually given me, even mentally, it's helped me feel like, you know, the benefits that I'm getting from it, I'm actually feeling like, okay, I can keep going. I can keep my job. I can keep my career, which is important to me. I can keep my lifestyle. And I still have to do things like be careful about my activity and my diet. But I really feel like if I hadn't come across the LDN, if my friend at work hadn't suggested it to me and I hadn't started it, that I wouldn't be having the progress I'm having now. I'd actually be in a worse state. So I'm really grateful for my friends for suggesting it. And I advocate it myself to anybody who will be open-minded enough. I'm surrounded by medical professionals who know what naltrexone is, because we use it in the operating room as in the form of Narcan to reverse narcotic effects at the end of surgery for people who may be too respiratory impaired from the narcotics to wake up. Mm-hmm. And they've never heard of LDN, the low-dose naltrexone, and the benefits it can have just taking it for any different kind of condition you have. And even as, you know, my doctor who takes it preventatively, I think is an awesome idea. So, but again, I really didn't hold out much hope because mainstream medication is so, its effects are so profound. Every specialist I went to either wanted to raise the level of Cymbalta I was on or put me on gabapentin, Lyrica, medications that are very powerful. And if you look at some of the side effects of these medications, they in themselves affect the immune system. The SSRIs, the gabapentin, the Lyricas, they actually hit the immune system. They cause sores in the mouth. They cause fevers and flu-like symptoms. So I feel like they actually may in somehow, I don't know, damage the immune system or the body's ability to fight disease. That's why I was so happy to come across LDN. And again, so grateful.
Just an absolutely amazing story. For people that have got Lyme, it is very inspirational, because a lot of people with Lyme, as you know, find it very difficult to get diagnosed, and it's not all in the mind. You know, it is a real condition.
No.
And, I mean, you're proof, you know, how well LDN can work. It's amazing.
Yep, I really do. I'll do any, you know, I'm at the point where, again, my friend is going to start it. She has fibromyalgia. Her husband has also chronic Lyme. So they're going to go see this doc that I'm speaking of to start it. I'd like my husband to start it. He has he's a diabetic, which is autoimmune, and the plan is to start him shortly on it. So, well,
maybe we can interview you again next year this time and do a follow-up.
Say again?
Next year this time, perhaps I can interview you again for a follow-up.
That'd be lovely.
Yep. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mary.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.